Chapter 2. The hut we live in consists of the circle of the zodiac, which in turn consists of 12 elements, one nature, but a multiplicity of images. Hermes Trismegistus. After the introductory chapter, you will have realized that at best, we have made a beginning in fathoming the nature, depth, and significance of our subject. As we said, a final decision with regard to the fate of mankind will shortly have to be made. We know from experience how intensely poisonous mankind's atmosphere of life has become because of the antitheses we have described. We all participate in them, whether by force or voluntarily, and their consequences and causes have been indicated. But now we should examine the subject more deeply in order to make clear to you the fact that we can no longer go on as we have done until now, that all of us, without exception, will have to make far-reaching changes in our attitude of life, that on a new level we must safeguard the group and its life and the integrity of the living body. With regard to this, we refer to the 14th book of Hermes, in which is explained the fact that every nature-born personality has 12 fundamental weaknesses, dangers, and shortcomings. For, says Hermes, the hut we live in consists of the circle of the zodiac, which in turn consists of 12 elements, one nature, but a multiplicity of images in the erring thoughts of man. In other words, natural birth is generated and maintained by the zodiacal system and everything it contains. The issue is a multiplicity of influencing radiations which realize the miracle of natural birth. Now we ask ourselves once more, what is natural birth? It is nothing else than the realization and maintenance, for as long as possible, of a living instrumentarium, a living system of forms which we are wrongly used to calling man. For although the instrumentarium is living by the vital force and the vital breath of the atoms of which it is composed, it is not ensouled, nor is it equipped with a living spirit. The animation stems from a totally different order of existence than the zodiacal or solar system. The animation is an activity which manifests itself in nature, but which comes forth from and is maintained by the spirit which does not belong to nature. The spirit stands above and beyond nature. The spirit comprises the great plan which is the driving force behind every manifestation. The high order of the all-revelation demands that the life, which is one with the instrumentarium and is to be explained from it, will long for the lofty guidance of the soul and accept its direct and absolute guidance. If this happens, there is an immediate unity with the spirit. Only then one can, may, and must speak of man, of the threefold divine man born of God. The zodiacal nature is a divine creation in its inviolate state, but this applies only with regard to its third aspect. It is the doom of nature's manifestation that all nature-born people have forgotten their lofty calling for the realization of the threefold Genesis. Until now, they have remained in the first aspect of this mighty threefold process. As soon as man, as a nature-born creature, persists in his natural existence, as soon as he considers it to be true birth and, consequently, finds satisfaction in himself, death and fragmentation, crystallization and sinfulness, ignorance and folly become his companions. You should not see this from the orthodox viewpoint which arises from fundamental ignorance. The solar and zodiacal nature itself causes this by virtue of its essential character. For this character is dialectical, manifesting and creating on the one hand, breaking up and destroying on the other. The very fact that I want to maintain myself in my natural existence, that I do all I can to maintain my natural life, is enough to cause an extreme tension to build up. For then a resistance against the law of nature is brought about. Thus the result will be perishing in measureless perdition and unholiness. If we use our nature birth in the only correct way, by longing for, accepting, and thereby liberating the soul, then this same law of death and destruction will immediately turn into an intense blessing and mercy for us. For dialectics does not keep us as an instrument in a fixed state of being, but, on the contrary, drives us on to transfiguration, which is a death unto life, a fullness of conversion, named Endurer by the previous Brotherhood. What we experience as a law of death is in reality only a law of conversion to a higher state, to a radiating life, providing we possess the fulfilling aspect, the living soul. Dialectics was intended to be a blessing, a passage to higher attainment. Consequently, if there is no soul, then the form, the instrument, will disintegrate into dust. It was perhaps necessary to place this Gnostic philosophy before you once again, so that on its basis we would be able to tell you the following. The solar and zodiacal nature reveals a manifold radiation fullness which in essence is transfigurative. Nature-born man maintains a self-maintaining tension field with the support and after the example of its authorities, who even oblige nature-born humanity with laws to sustain this self-maintenance. Therefore, the radiation field of nature and the tension field of mankind exist in mighty conflict. A mighty, intense fire has come into existence in which world and mankind are on their way to perishing. Even a child could understand this. If you wish to withdraw from this inferno and desire to help others do the same, you must gain the living soul as soon as possible. Soul power has an enormous strength, and it is the only possibility of rescue. We say, as soon as possible, for we as individuals and as mankind have only a few decades before us in which to escape from these fatal, fundamentally destructive conditions. In order to gain a profound perception of the scientific certainty of this prophecy, you should take into account that the solar and zodiacal radiation processes have a multiplicity of movements, causing periods of time in which occurrences and developments take place incessantly. Every 24 hours, our globe revolves around its own axis, so that both halves receive the solar and zodiacal radiations partly directly, partly indirectly. Furthermore, the globe revolves around the sun every 365 days. During this period, it also travels through the 12 spheres of influence of the zodiac, each one lasting about a month. The Earth has still a third movement related to the ever-changing inclination of the globe's axis. This causes the progression of the vernal equinox through a complete zodiacal sign in about 2,100 years. The total journey of the vernal equinox through all the 12 signs lasts about 25,000 years. This is the sidereal year spoken of in the Universal Doctrine. If you now remember that the Sun, together with all its planetary children, also travels through the universe, that all our sibling planets also undergo various revolutions and sidereal journeys, that none of the bodies of the zodiac stand still, and further, that the entire zodiacal system, with everything it contains, rotates as one globe around an intercosmic central point, then you will know that the radiative situation, the radiative interrelations, and the numerous angles of incidence of the light radiations change incessantly. In this way, they constantly bring about different causes and effects at every point in the universe. When finally you take into account the circular, or rather the spiral movement of all these radiative processes, you can, or if you are able to gain but a slight idea of the movements of the stars and planets, distinguish periods. Then along the lines of these facts and natural laws, you will be able to cast a glance at the future of world and mankind without being in the least speculative. Without penetrating any more deeply into the science of radiations, we have to tell you that on this basis of scientific certainty, the Universal Doctrine has been able, long in advance, to predict the present development of world and mankind. It has been, and always will be, able to predict the future in this way. Why did the Universal Brotherhood record all these predictions in so many warnings? Because it is given to every nature-born entity to meet and experience all of the present and all of the future in two different ways, namely, as we have already explained, unto death or unto life. Unto death by the disintegration of the component atoms after a useless life, characterized by many grievous experiences. Unto life, if the living soul current can intervene in the course of events by transfiguration, also called the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosicross. All of you have your immediate and future fate in your own hands. This is why we urgently press you for a speedy decision as to whether or not you want to accept the path shown you by the School of the Rosicross and give proof of this by your attitude of life. On the basis of the science of radiation, we have to tell you that the world has entered a very fiery period, which can rightly be called a Uranus period. Mankind has entered a highly electromagnetic atmosphere that offers exceptional possibilities of liberation, but at the same time, in cases of negative reaction, contains exceptional dangers.